The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. I'm really interested in this hour. We've got our dear friend, Pastor Aaron Brummett of Lighthouse Anabaptist Church, Springfield, Missouri, with us. Welcome, Aaron.
Good to be on the show.
Aaron, I was hoping to get a chance to see you last night at the meetup, and we didn't because you were meeting with you were at City Hall last night. And let me just introduce a little bit of what's going on. You've been arrested a couple times. You've been put in handcuffs. Three times. You've been hauled off to the police station a couple times. Who are you? Well, you're a preacher, a street preacher in Springfield, Missouri. Before that, you were in the U.S. Army, two tours, 8 years. You were a combat engineer for the U.S. government in the U.S. Army. You were trained to kill, and you were in a firefight in Iraq. So, You've got experience with the dark side of humanity. You've got you are a preacher and you're preaching the gospel, and you seem to come in the crosshairs of guys in blue uniforms with guns and tasers and handcuffs and flashbang grenades and shotguns and automatic weapons and mine resistant ambush protected vehicles, weapons of war, and you come in their crosshairs as you preach on the streets of Springfield, Missouri. Is that right?
That is correct. We also preach politics as well. We're not afraid to do that. I gave a 3-minute speech last night in front of the mayor, Robert Stevens, and the city council. And one thing that we noticed is that the only people that were censored and restricted were Christians. You could talk about your house and your dog and your car, but if you started mentioning anything Christian related, they tried to shut me down twice. And so there are a number of other issues we're dealing with besides the street preaching here in the city of Springfield.
So, Aaron, what happened? My understanding is, well, you made the national news last night. Let me just read this. This is from ABC. It was carried on Fox. It was carried on the Springfield News Leader, the newspaper in Springfield, and says, Springfield, Missouri, Associated Press. A Baptist preacher who has been ticketed repeatedly for disturbing the peace in downtown Springfield has reached an agreement with the city leaders that could lead to the charges being dropped. The Springfield News Leader reports Aaron Brummett of Lighthouse Anabaptist Church agreed to a deferred prosecution deal on Monday. The majority of his eight charges will be deferred if he limits his street sermons. He faced up to 1 year in jail and a $1,000 fine for each ticket. Brummett's attorney, and I'm adding this, who happens to be D. Wampler, says he expects the deal to be extended to include the tickets transferred to another judge. The attorney says that the agreement defers the prosecution for 1 year, after which the tickets will be dismissed. Brummett agreed to time and place restriction for his speeches. That is the information as it was made available on the news. Aaron, What happened? What caused them to come down on you so hard 8 times?
Well, I think previously on the show we mentioned this, that kind of giving people the background of what we've been doing. We basically go out on Friday night. I speak for no more than 25 to 30 minutes personally. We use about 50 watts. Right now we've been using about 25 watts of amplification. The city endorsed the messages that are being preached, I'll use those words, spoken from the same location that we speak from, are using 6,000 peak watts, and then last Friday around 10,000 peak watts. So we are less than 1% of what is being used to push whatever agenda the city endorses. They came down hard upon us specifically because leadership in the city does not agree with the message. It has absolutely nothing to do with the volume. If we're at less than 1% of what is being endorsed, then obviously it has nothing to do with volume and everything to do with the message. And that's where they were scared. They didn't want our message being brought to the city streets.
Okay. Now, what is the concern over? They have given you a decibel maximum level that you can make your message available. I believe it's 75 decibels. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Well, let me just tell you about decibels. Now, decibel, D-E-C-I-B-E-L, it's abbreviated lowercase d, uppercase b, d-b, and it's the unit used to measure how loud sound is. The decibel scale may appear to be odd because the human ear is very sensitive. Now, your ears can hear everything from moving your fingers across a piece of paper to the sound of something very loud, like a jet engine. Now, on the decibel scale, the smallest audible sound, which is near silence, is considered 0 decibels. A sound 10 times more powerful would be 10 decibels. A sound 100 times more powerful then total silence would be 20 decibels. Okay, a sound 1,000 times more powerful than near silence is 30 decibels. Now, to give you a feeling for what sounds are like, a refrigerator, which is pretty darn quiet, is 50 decibels. The sound of a washing machine, you know, a clothes washing machine, is between 50 and 75 decibels. 50 to 75 decibels. The sound of an air conditioner is 75 decibels. Well, between 50 and 75. Now, a hairdryer, a common hairdryer, is between 60 and 95 decibels. A hairdryer. A car horn, 110. An ambulance siren, 120. Subway, between 90 and 115. A firecracker, 150 decibels. Now, a shotgun, 170. The human voice, unamplified, at 1 foot, is 70 decibels. You are allowed to speak at 75?
Well, this is where we sat down to negotiate. We had challenged the city on the ordinance about a year ago by going out for one of their concerts that are supposed to be kept at 75 decibels, taking a decibel counter and testing the decibel level. We saw that it was over 100 decibels. The city ordinance clearly says even for permanent events, it can only be 75 decibels. So we contacted the police. The police brought their decibel counter. Sure enough, it was well above city ordinance levels. But what they chose to do is to set the testing at around 100 feet. So what I put into the contract that we signed yesterday is some exact words here are: any future measurement of a decibel reading shall be utilized in accordance with the same criteria as that utilized to measure decibel reading or a permanent event or other noise complaint. Mm-hmm. So that is the most important thing. It's in the thing that we sign, because then if they chose to come right next to us, I mean, you can create 75 decibels just with your naked voice.
Absolutely.
They would have to hold us to the same criteria they're holding everybody else to, which is much further distance they're measuring it than right next to the individual.
Right. Now, if you were using a raised voice, at 1 foot, just not normal, just a raised voice, not very loud, not shouting, just a raised voice, you could be at 76 decibels at 1 foot. At 6 feet, you'd be at 60 decibels. At 24 feet, you'd be at 48 decibels. So what I'm saying is that 100 feet really makes a huge difference. Okay?
Huge difference.
Absolutely huge. So you got to be careful that if they come right up to you and stick that meter right in your face, you can hit 76 decibels and be outside of their ordinance by one decibel just with a raised voice. And that a raised voice might be what I'm using right now. Okay? Normal might be this. Raised might be this. Okay? So I could exceed that Springfield ordinance at 1 foot very easily. But it is impossible for me to exceed that when shouting at 24 feet. It's impossible for me to exceed it at 6 feet. So it's very important what you're saying. But you're talking about they're calling it the level, the sound pressure level, but it really has to do with the message. And I can tell you that the same thing happened to me at Ziggy's. When we started talking about Amendment 1, the right to farm lie, they put us in the back room and told us to turn down the PA system. It had to do... Yes. And so we were there almost 4 years at Ziggy's restaurant. And as soon as we started talking about things that the city wanted to push, which would be Amendment number 1, the right to farm lie, okay? I'm against the right to farm. And I'm a farmer because it's a big lie with this language of the amendment, okay? Well, as soon as we started speaking out about that, the next week they put us in the back room and they told us to be quiet. So we said, we're out of here, and we haven't been back since. And, you know, the interesting thing is both sides are glad. They're glad to have us out of there, and we're glad to have a private location where we can say anything we want. So, Aaron, you're absolutely right. It's the message that you are giving is something that the city does not lie. So let's talk about what happened. Let's talk about the arrest. Let's talk about tasers. Let's talk about some of the abuses that you, as a U.S. Army veteran and a street preacher, have seen at the hands of the men and women in blue with guns. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Aaron Brummett's with us, Pastor Aaron Brummett. Aaron, you know, when I think about government employees, I'm often reminded that we are commanded to perform on their timetable. You know, if you want to go to the Department of Motor Vehicles, you get in line and you wait for them, right? It's at their timetable. If you want to apply for a permit, you wait for them to get, you know, it's on their timetable. But they show up at your house unannounced, uninvited for the census. It's on their timetable. They show up for property valuations, for taxes, real estate taxes, uninvited. It's on their timetable. And when we have a Get Prepared Expo, these guys show up for business licenses, and they demand that our exhibitors, if we had an expo in Springfield, which we won't do anymore, but if we did, they showed up at and demanded that our people buy these $5 licenses to sell their products at the Get Prepared Expo. But when you meet these guys in blue, they say, get on the ground, get now, and it's on their timetable. It's like, you have to perform on their timetable, or hands up now, turn around now, or I will shoot you, which really means I will kill you. Now, I was thinking about this, Aaron, because sometime this week I have to move my cows, about 100 cows, from one side of the dirt road that we live on to the other side of the dirt road, to another field. Now, I'm going to tie up traffic, which is hardly anybody. I can't imagine anybody coming by down this dirt road for 15 minutes, a half hour. You know, cars just don't come down the road. But I can imagine me moving these cows and being in the middle of this five-minute operation to get these 100 cows to cross the road, and then the cops come in and say, look, we need to talk to you right now. I go, yeah, but look, I'm kind of busy. I've got these cows, and I don't want them getting lost. And they go, no, I'm sorry. You're going to talk to us right now. I can just imagine this, you know, and my cow's just walking away, you know, because they can't wait. Isn't that what goes on with you when you're street preaching? Don't they demand that you stop right then and there?
They do. And then while we're being handcuffed, we've had people walk off with possessions that thankfully were returned. But what happens is they want you to stop everything that you're doing, put your possessions at risk, and follow their orders when, in fact, they are violating the law by even confronting you in the first place.
Aaron, you were illegally arrested, weren't you?
Yes, multiple occasions.
And you were facing charges of resisting an illegal arrest. What does that mean? Aaron, what did you do? Did you threaten the police? Did you have a weapon? Did you have a nightstick, a billy club, a firearm, a taser? Did you have handcuffs, tie wraps what'd you do?
Let's think about it in this sort of illustration that everybody can understand. If you were driving down a major highway near your house and the cop pulls you over, tells you to get out of the car and puts you in handcuffs. And of course we got to use the most painful handcuffs, the hinge handcuffs, and twist your arms so that your shoulder feels like it's going to come out of socket. And then while they're handcuffing you, the police officer has his fellow police officer get in your car and drive off with it. And you, like a normal citizen, say, "Don't take my car. Don't take my car. Don't take my car." And so then the officer decides to charge you with resisting the arrest. We never physically resisted any arrest. I mean, there's not much you can do when you've got 11 police officers coming out to arrest two pastors and a Sunday school teacher. The issue is, as soon as they start putting me in handcuffs and then start taking our possessions without any warrant, violating a number of constitutional laws that we are supposed to have, mm-hmm. At that point, I proceed to tell the officer, "Don't take our stuff. That's our church's possessions. You don't own that." And at that point, I was charged with resisting arrest. There was nothing I could have done to resist arrest, and I didn't have a firearm on me or anything that could have endangered an officer. They know that. But the issue I have is that they can go to such extreme force on things that don't require extreme force. There needs to be a statute of limitations across the board on officers restricting what they do to common citizens exercising their First Amendment rights as well as any other rights.
There needs to be limitations on what they can do, absolutely. And, you know, these hinged handcuffs should be illegal to possess, own, and use by anyone in the United States of America. Absolutely, they are devices of torture. And your government, class, allows this. And I'll tell you what, I think we should fire everyone involved in the production, the design, the sale, and ownership in the government and business that's involved with these hinged handcuffs and tasers. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Pastor Aaron Brummett is with us, Springfield, Missouri. Aaron, at the meetup last night, I mentioned that you were scheduled for trial on Thursday, September 11th. You can think of that as 9/11. And so I announced that your trial would be in Springfield, Missouri, starting around 9 o'clock. Is that off now?
Thankfully, that is off. All the charges are going to be set aside for a year, and then they will go off the record.
Aaron, do you think part of this is because of the representation that you have by Attorney D. Wampler and the exposure that you've gotten by the media, and that you were at the expo about a month ago where you were showing the video of you and some of your church members being arrested and hauled off by the police? And obviously it was perfectly clear you did nothing violent, nothing whatsoever other than be there, right? Do you think it's because of the publicity that you're getting that has caused the city to back off?
Well, I think the additional factor that plays into it is that we did quite a bit of detective work to figure out. We went out and videotaped the last big gay pride event to see to see how far that sound was traveling, and it was traveling three blocks away. You could hear it playing clear on a video camera. We also videotaped all the equipment and figured out how many watts each of those speakers was producing, and all that was seen by the city prosecutor. She actually made the statement that I was kind of shocked because she'd make a statement in behalf of D. Wampler, and she said that he was one of the best lawyers in all of Missouri. Prosecuting attorney was fairly reasonable, and thankfully when they turned it over to the judge, I don't even think he really read it. He simply signed off on it. He looked it over a little bit, I think, and I don't think he really saw any problem with it. Our equal rights were guaranteed in it, and I think that he thought it was a pretty sound document. So I think it was a number of things, including obviously the preppers meeting that we attended and showed video footage to hundreds and hundreds of citizens here in Springfield and the surrounding areas, and incredible response of people that just came out to support and realizing this is a freedom that is so quintessential to American life. If we take this away, it's going to destroy the very fabric of our country. Thomas Jefferson made a profound statement many, many years ago, and he said that dissent was the greatest form of patriotism. And we have to continue to allow the freedom to dissent against government, freedom to dissent against politics, against police brutality. And if we don't have that freedom, then we're going to have every other right taken away from us.
I totally agree. And as a matter of fact, since you mentioned this, I was at that event that you're talking about, the Preppers event. And I was giving a presentation about the big lies that our government is continuing to make. And one of them is about, in my opinion, the moon landing hoax. And I was speaking about that, and I had a heckler. And this guy just would not give up. And he just, I don't know if you heard about that, but it was a lot of fun. This guy was heckling me. And it was, I think it's on video. Well, after I spoke in front of the group, the audience, he came up to me and shook my hand, and he had this great big smile on his face, and he wanted to meet me and, you know, talk to me one-on-one, and we did. And so I invited him to come to a meetup, and he showed up last night. He was there, and I said, okay, I would love to, you know, since you're dissenting, I would love to have you speak to this group if you would like. So my number one heckler is going to speak at the USA Prepares meetup next Monday about, you know, how wrong I am about the moon landing,
right.
And he thinks that we actually made it. So I totally agree with you. Heckling, that's, you know, he was kind of over the top, but he was a dissenter, and I'm going to give him the stage for as long as he'd like next Monday. And you know, Aaron, that's kind of who we are. You are your group, our group. We have this intersecting group, and we are trying to get the truth out. Now, here's something that you have incredible restraint, probably more than I have. And here's why I'm saying that. Now, you were trained to be a combat engineer. You spent 8 years as a combat engineer. I don't know how else to say this, but in the military, we're all trained to kill. You don't get through the military without being trained to kill people. So it's not the Peace Corps. You're a combat engineer. Combat engineer. Not peace engineer. Combat engineer. You were in a massive firefight, in Iraq. You come back to Springfield, you're preaching on the street, and then you get abused by the Blue Menace. The Blue Menace. You showed amazing restraint by letting those guys put handcuffs on you.
Well, you know, thankfully, I'm very thankful for the officers. I'll just say this because there are several officers that have come out and spoken with us since the arrest and been very, very kind and courteous. There are several select officers that bullied us, intimidated us, discriminated against us, used torture devices, handcuffs, hinged handcuffs, stepped. I had Sergeant Ringgold actually come over with his boot and literally put his boot on my foot and apply pressure to it. It wasn't very comfortable while they took everything I had while I'm in handcuffs, stripped to my body all my possessions, and walked off with them, and then let me go. And so my issue really, at this point, thankfully we're going to continue, but my issue currently is watching in this country. I mean, we just had on the news today, a man who was strangled to death in New York over selling illegal cigarettes. A police officer kind of puts him in a chokehold and literally strangles him to death. That takes a lot of pressure on us. He was well over 250 pounds, the man that was being confronted. And so this man, 40-some-year-old man, was killed because the amount of force that's being applied against common citizens that aren't murderers or pedophiles. We're talking common citizens. Maybe they make a mistake, not a serious mistake, and then an immense amount of force comes down upon them. So my issue is I'm watching tasers being used on children. There's a story came out a couple days ago about an 8-year-old girl that was tased in South Dakota. 8 years old, 50,000 watts was charged into her. And
50,000
parents
volts.
Were not present. There was a babysitter that was present there on site. And the babysitter called the police. I guess the child was throwing a temper tantrum. So anyway, and make a long story short, this little girl had a taser fired into her, the hooks hooked into her body, and some 50,000 watts went into a little 8-year-old girl. And
that'd
the
be
police
50,
department
50,
is actually standing
50,000
behind it.
50,000 volts. Now, I was on the air with Dr. Norman Shealy from the Springfield, Missouri area, and I asked him if permanent damage can be caused by these tasers. And he said yes. And I asked him if death could be caused by these tasers. And the answer is yes. I'm talking from a medical doctor,
and we're
a neurosurgeon.
We're talking about adults. And you take that, you take a 150-pound adult and drop it down to a 70-pound 8-year-old, and you have a much higher risk of that child dying because of that voltage going into their body. And who knows what you're going to hook onto. It wasn't too long ago in Allentown, Pennsylvania, a 14-year-old girl. She was in the wrong, but she had no weapon or anything like that. And a police officer stepped back. Instead of firing into her chest, which he had every ability to do that, he fires it directly into her groin and fires 50,000 watts into her groin. She ends up in the hospital over it. I mean, there has to be some limits set, and the officers that violate those limits, there needs to be consequences that the citizens can see. You had people come on your show and talk about this extensively. My personal opinion is that every officer should have a body camera on them running every time they're on duty. 88% to 90% drop in complaints against officers when they're wearing a body camera. That needs to happen, and that needs to happen soon. I would like to see Sergeant Ringgold wearing a body camera.
Well, I'm sure you'd like to see him wear some hinged handcuffs for a while too, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Pop
yeah, around his back, tight. The way he did it to you, right?
Right. I think every person on the show should, at some point, if you can find one to test out, put them on. They twist. What they do is they twist your arm, one of your arms, one direction, the other arm, the other direction, pushing, and you feel pressure in your socket. They put the handcuffs on, and then they leave you there. And then if they start moving you, I mean, you literally feel, I'm just talking from experience, you feel literally pain spasms in your shoulder because of the pressure and the contortion of your arm when they put you into those. Normal handcuffs, for those that are listening, are normally have a chain that runs between them. So you're able to move your arm. You have some bodily movement. Hinge handcuffs are forcing your hands into a position, and there is no movability.
Right. And I believe I've read where amputations were necessary because of the loss of circulation that were caused by these handcuffs. The hands went numb, loss of circulation, had to be amputated. I believe that I've read that. I don't have it in front of me, but I believe in the past I've read that. So these guys, you know, these less than lethal devices, the tasers, are killing people. They are wounding people. They are permanently maiming people. And, you know, I'll tell you.
The question we really have to ask, Vincent, is really this, is how far is a police department allowed to go enforced? I mean, are they allowed to have Apache helicopters? Are they allowed to – how far can a police department go to supposedly secure peace? And that's a serious question that needs to be asked. And, like, in terms of situations like with Ferguson, what level do we bring it to against common citizens that are coming out with just signs to stand up and protest? Even whether or not they're right or wrong doesn't matter. They have the freedom of speech to protest anything. And how much level of force are we going to come out to meet them with? Because the higher we bring out the force, the higher we're escalating the people. And so I'm very concerned about the direction that we are going. I mean, at some point, this is going to reach levels of stealth bombers.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair pain-free and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today you've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I just checked the internet about that story. Yes, it's absolutely true. An Allegheny County, Pennsylvania woman, 35 years old, was picked up on a bench warrant. And so she resisted arrest. Now, I don't know what that means. That could be something like what Pastor Aaron Brummett was talking about, the resisting arrest, where he just says, whoa, put my stuff back. Don't drive away with my car. It could be as simple as that. I don't know in this case. But the police say she resisted arrest. They tased her. They handcuffed her. And she complained that the handcuffs were too tight. They ignored her. And she had her arm amputated above the elbow. Now, Pastor Brummett, what you're saying is there has to be limits. Absolutely. I can see it coming. I can feel it coming. More and more people are just bringing it up. Not me. Other people are bringing it up. They're talking about a revolution. They are talking about the second American revolution against the government. They are absolutely angry. They don't like this. And what's going to happen? This is my prediction. I'm not advocating this. This is my prediction. The guys who are the guys in blue, okay, these torturers in blue, they will be singled out later on. Later on, they will be singled out. This is my prediction. And they will receive the same kind of punishment, but it'll probably be sooner. It probably won't be meted out over time. It'll probably be very quick. I can see it coming, Aaron. People have had it with being abused and tortured by the government.
Well, I think Charlton Heston said it best. He said, political correctness is tyranny with manners. And I think what's happening is political correctness has now become fighting against the very Bill of Rights that we were given at the foundation of this nation. John Adams says the jaws of power are always open to devour, and their arm is always stretched out, if possible, to destroy the freedom, thinking, speaking, and writing. George Washington said, if the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. And my issue my issue with our coming on the show is that those that are listening, we need to stop being politically correct. We need to stop taking tyranny with manners, and we need to start vocally speaking out. Otherwise, then we will be led as dumb to the slaughter.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Aaron, how do we get in touch with you? If we want to meet with you and be part of your church, what do we do?
My the Street Preaching website, which has our church information on it, is pretty simple to get to. The name is themartyrschurch.com. Once again, that's themartyrschurch.com.
Themartyrschurch.com. And Aaron, I'm going to certainly, I'm publicly inviting you right now to speak at the Get Prepared Expo in March, last weekend in March in Lebanon, Missouri. We'd love to have you there, and so that our guests at the expo can meet you and see what a gentle, kind person you are. And none of this makes any sense. The police have abused you. And yet, Aaron, I believe it's your message, and I believe people in commerce, people who have businesses, have complained against you. Isn't that right?
Yes, we've had several businesses that have complained against us, showing great partiality and prejudice when massive events are going on in the square. They don't even think twice about it, but we get up there and speak anything that isn't politically correct. We are the first ones they call the cops on.
Aaron, what do you say that's politically incorrect? We've got maybe 1 minute left. What do you say? Can you give us an example of some of the topics that you speak out against that get the police called?
Well, I believe very strongly that I believe very strongly in the Second Amendment. I believe that I think churches have been silent too long on the Second Amendment. I believe the only way we're going to protect the First Amendment, the Third Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, all the other amendments is by the Second Amendment. And we're not afraid to vocalize that. We're not afraid to stand up and say, oh, Springfield, that has arrested your prophets, your preachers. Oh, Springfield, that has taken your preachers to prison. We're not afraid to say those kind of things. And the city does not like that because there's a great level of bullying going on in Springfield, Missouri.
We're out of time. I hope you get a chance to make it to the meetup next Monday. If you'd like, we'll put you on stage at Jimmy's Egg. Honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Aaron, thanks so much.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit Pro-EM-1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or Pro-EM-1.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.